This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Currently 35 degrees, mostly cloudy skies with some light rain, fog, and mist in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes from our 98.9 WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. The time is 9:07. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up here in this hour, going to recap what was, again, a pretty good sports weekend for Wisconsin sports fans. Lots of activities to keep us engaged between Saturday and Sunday. We'll let you know what happened and also why people may have a bigger spring in their step to start off Monday, which normally is the case after a big Packer win. So we'll talk about that. Also, I came across this morning an article in the New Republic talking about how the Trump resistance should go about things, because the idea of just sitting back is not the right answer. But then number two, the outrage, as much as we are outraged by Donald Trump and some of the policies that he is pushing forward, some of the things like we talked about in the last hour about how he does not recognize the law, he does not seem to recognize the Constitution, there's plenty of reason for outrage. But has that worked? Has that worked in order to kill Trumpism? Obviously not, because Trumpism is going to continue. And one of the depressing aspects of Trumpism to me is the idea, because we live our lives. I mean, if we're fortunate, live 70, 80, 90 years, whatever it may be. And the idea of going back to 2015 when Donald Trump first came down that escalator, and I remember on election night 2016 thinking, I just can't wait till this election is over so Donald Trump goes away, so we don't have to hear about Donald Trump every day of our lives. Unfortunately, that didn't happen because he won in 2016. So from January of 2017 to January of 2021, he was president of the United States, and obviously heard about him almost every single day. And then you think, well, after he lost to Joe Biden in the 2020 election and then sparked the January 6th insurrection and was convicted of more than 30 felonies, at some point, he's going to be done. We're not going to hear about him anymore. There's no way the American people are going to reelect him. Well, a few weeks ago, Donald Trump was reelected president of the United States. And coming up on January the 20th of 2025, he will take the oath of office, whether he believes it or not. And for the next 4 years after that, we're going to deal with Donald Trump again and deal with, again, policies that at the core of many of our beings are unacceptable. How do you go about pushing back against it? Because in this system, that's what we do. When there are issues that you need to push back against, you have to do it. But the thing about it is, you want to be successful doing it. And unfortunately, as Trump will take office, there is, I think, some evidence out there that he's actually going to be more popular than he was in 2016 or 2020. For whatever reason, there's been a normalization. And I think, again, that goes back to the whole idea of make-believe, which we're going to try to push back on this program each and every day. But what is the smarter anti-Trump resistance? And I'm going to talk a little bit about what this article said, what I agree with, maybe what I disagree with coming up as well. And then, of course, we will finish things off, our final segment of the show. As we do each and every weekday, it's our daily history lesson. We will find out, talk about some famous events that occurred on November the 25th on this date in history. We'll talk about a few famous folks who are celebrating their birthdays today. We'll tell you about special events that are being acknowledged this week and today. And then, of course, we will wrap things up with our number for the day quiz. And what we do is we give three choices to Ian Welsh, and based on the math, he should get one out of three right just by guessing. So each week, if he gets at least 33% correct, above 33%, it is a passing week. If he's below 33%, it's a failing week. But that's not enough. That's just average. We want a winning week, and that means more right than wrong. And then, of course, his all-time best week has been 4 out of 5 correct. And then, of course, we're still going for that golden week.
Yes.
The week where you get every single one right. 5 out of 5 have not done that quite yet. But we're going to start a new week today. Mm-hmm. Try to work our way towards that potential golden week. But at the very least, try to get himself a passing week or a winning week or a record week.
Yes.
And I know that I can always see the wheels turning when I look across behind the glass. And that's where I'm looking right now, behind the glass. Ian Welsh, our in-studio engineer and producer. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
And I know you always want it. Every day, you want it right. I mean, you dig deep. And I can almost see the sweat pouring down. I can see you digging deep to try to figure out what the right answer is, even though it's often just a guess, because it's hard to kind of figure. But you have ideas. Maybe it'll be more of the higher number, maybe more of the lower number. You try to work it through step by step to try to get the right answer. And for the most part, you've had weeks where you are passing at the very least.
Yeah, I've been getting better, absolutely. But sometimes I think I overthink a little too much. And sometimes I just, I don't think hard enough. But trying to really get back on the wagon and make sure that I get at least 3 or 4 out of 5, like, every week.
Right.
Just try to get above the failing mark, absolutely. Or above the passing mark,
I should say. Would you like to know the topic for today's number for the day quiz?
Let me guess. Is it something that's Thanksgiving related? Are you so tell me? I'm just asking.
No, well, I wouldn't say so. I would say this. I think, in the big picture, you could say some people may do this on their Thanksgiving weekend, but
what is the topic?
Holiday gifts.
Holiday gifts.
And it's actually much narrower than that, but I'm not going to give you the narrowness, because if I gave you the narrowness, then it would be all out there. So that is the broad umbrella of it. So
still gives me something to think about.
So holiday gifts, that will be the topic of our number for the day quiz coming up at about 56 after the hour to wrap up the program.
I do know that the Trumpism is really, it's a very annoying. But I do have a bit of good news. I don't know if you heard this over the weekend, but Matt Gaetz has officially withdrawn.
Yes, he has.
Which I think is a good thing, because...
Well, he should not be the Attorney General of the United States, that's for sure. Yeah. I mean, that's, again, I mean, that just shows an unseriousness by Trump to say that this guy would be the best top law enforcement officer in the United States of America. And that's one of the things that's been very noticeable about his choices for cabinet positions. There is not a seriousness of it. That basically does not feel like he's looking for the best people for the job. He's just looking for cronies to try to put into these positions. And that's, again, one of the reasons why we talked about the importance of having FBI background checks in the last hour. To be able to have all that evidence out there and to be able to have the, you know, the United States Senate have the most information in determining whether that these cabinet officers that are being nominated should be approved and then put into the job itself. But
honestly, it's like a selection ceremony on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Like, you have all these different candidates, and they're all just fighting for each other, and no one's like... there's not much respect anymore. It's just basically like... Oh, who's more popular? Like, what do we think would be the good poster child for this position?
We live in a reality show world, unfortunately, and I think that has to change for us to move forward. But on a happy note, on this Monday, coming up later today, this morning, President Biden will participate in the annual White House Thanksgiving turkey pardon. It's a tradition where presidents pardon a turkey from slaughter in a White House ceremony. And if you're going to look for a turkey to pardon, maybe Matt Gaetz would be a good one. No, that's bad. Or Donald Trump. No. We don't want any pardons of Donald Trump.
I think the turkey pardon is probably...
It's fun. You know, you have a turkey there on the table.
It's very fun.
And the president always officially pardons the turkey and has fun with it. And Joe Biden always has a good sense of humor about such things.
Oh, he does.
So this will be his final turkey pardon as we start off Thanksgiving week and going into the final couple of months of the Biden administration. But I'm sure you'll see stories about this coming up later today. It's always fun to take a look at the video of that. So
absolutely.
President Biden and the turkey pardon coming up a little bit later on this morning. Coming up, we're going to talk about, again, a good sports weekend. I think when you go out today, you're going to see some smiles, because when the Packers win, people are happier. I think we've noticed that over the years. So
absolutely, especially when they win by a lot.
Yeah, and they were impressive yesterday. So we'll talk about that and more coming up. The time is 9:18. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. I was so hard to please. Look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Hear the Salvation Army band. Down by the riverside is bound to be.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Radio thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, we look for your voice to be on this program through either calling or texting us at 715 712-382-9297. Again, that's 715-382-9297. And we did get a text. I apologize. It came about during our last segment.
And our Facebook stream also got fixed as well.
It did? Oh, really? Wow. I had sort of given up on that, but who knows. But again, we did get a text from the 715. Our texter said, President Biden has sworn an oath to protect the office of President of the United States. Biden needs to keep Trump from assuming the office until he agrees to terms pertaining to the office.
I completely agree.
I have a hard time because when you look at that statement, and again, if you disagree with me out there, I'd love to hear from you, or just if you agree with our texter. The thing about it is I understand the thought behind it, but if President Biden says, Donald Trump, you're not going to become president of the United States after the people of the country in November voted for Donald Trump, I think, I worry. I think that...
I see your point.
I would think that one reason that we even have this discussion, though, is because the Supreme Court and law enforcement has completely dropped the ball when it came to making sure that Donald Trump paid for his actions when he was president of the United States the first time. And I think one of the valid criticisms of Attorney General Merrick Garland is that Donald Trump should never have been on the ballot this time around. Donald Trump should not have been elected president of the United States because he should have been already convicted and either jailed or made where he could not be eligible to run again. But there was such a dragging out of the process following his release from the White House in January of 2021, following the January 6th insurrection, where it just took forever for this investigation to go through. And I don't understand why it took so incredibly long, where basically, his trials started already when the election campaign was underway. And that made for a very difficult situation where Trump can be convicted, but yet still be the nominee of the Republican Party and then ultimately win the presidency.
I would argue he turned it into a publicity stunt for him to get his face out there more.
Right. But the thing about it is, what would happen if on January the 20th, President Biden comes out and says, because Donald Trump has not agreed to the transition in power agreement, that is the law of the land, because Donald Trump has not allowed himself and his cabinet picks to go through the normal process of FBI background checks and the like, because of all that, I am going to use my powers and I don't know. I mean, do you use the military? Do you use what aspects do you use? That would lead to violence. I don't think there's any other way to put it.
It's a very scary situation.
I just would have a hard time pushing that button. I just think that as much as we dislike the results of the November election, Trump did get the electoral votes necessary to be elected president of the United States. And there's one aspect of that's sort of a bigger picture. And the texter added, and I appreciate this, Trump is not president yet and doesn't have immunity, so the law is the law. These are not normal times, and I agree with that.
That's true. He doesn't have immunity.
But there are consequences to these actions as well. And are we willing to go through those consequences? Are we willing to... And again, I don't use this term lightly. I mean, you know that there are folks out there that waving their Confederate flags, their Nazi flags, they're driving around in the back of their trucks with guns. I mean, this is very, very serious. And I agree. Yes. I think that the idea that Donald Trump has immunity from, and the thing about it, if you look at going back to this last text, Trump is not president yet, does not have immunity, so the law is the law. The problem is right now, he was just convicted of more than 30 felonies based on the hush money case, which occurred before he was president. Mm-hmm. But now we have this argument that, well, he was elected president again, so we're not going to he was supposed to get his sentence last week, and they pushed that back. And there's some folks calling for the convictions to be overturned because the people voted for him for president, which is ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
So now this idea of presidential immunity is actually growing, and that is exceptionally scary. I mean, this idea that Donald Trump can do anything he wants, and again, I understand this completely, this idea that Donald Trump should not be allowed to do anything he wants all the time, whether he's president or not president. And our texter added one final thought.
Okay.
I am very willing to take on consequences to protect the Constitution. And that's, again, I think a very fair thought as well.
A valid argument.
But
absolutely.
I tell you, it is, and again, I just think that I agree 100%. There has to be consequences right now for Donald Trump. That's, and what those are and how that affects this country, I'm very worried about. And
just because you're the president, it doesn't mean you're above everybody else.
But the Supreme Court did say so. And that's the thing that is baffling after 248 years.
That's the thing that really frustrates me.
It is, and it should. We'll be right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's the Central Wisconsin Storm at Wisconsin Valley Union in high school hockey. Tuesday, starting with the pregame show at 6:50, opening faceoff at 7 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes, and I want to continue talking about what we were talking about the last segment. Again, a texter came on and sent a message saying that President Biden has sworn an oath to protect the office of President of the United States. Biden needs to keep Trump from assuming the office until he agrees to terms pertaining to the office. Again, I last hour talked about the fact that Donald Trump and his group has refused to sign the transfer of power agreement Again, it's a law that was passed back in the aftermath of the Kennedy assassination in 1964 that basically, you know, was part of the process of transition of power. And involved in that is like all the office space and payments for people working on a transition and the like. But also, it has to do with FBI background checks on potential appointees and the like for that information to go to the Congress in terms of their decision making. But Trump has not done that. And again, it's another case where the law does not matter to Donald Trump. Another case where the Constitution does not matter to Donald Trump. And based on that, and I think many, many, many other examples, our texter says that President Biden should not transfer power to Donald Trump. That if Donald Trump is not going to respect the process of the transference of power, then the current president should not, and should protect the United States of America, should protect the Constitution. And said that, again, the idea that Trump is not president yet and does not have immunity, so the law is the law. I have to wonder, and again, this is an absolutely scary thought, that if Donald Trump went to the Supreme Court of the United States and says that, you know, what if Joe Biden tries to push on this issue, that the six conservative justices will stand with Donald Trump no matter what. And that's a sad, sad aspect to it, that the idea that Donald Trump can do anything he wants. And again, I mentioned the fact that in the aftermath of his election last week, he was supposed to be sentenced for his 30-plus felony convictions when it came to the hush money case involving Stormy Daniels. And again, that occurred before he became president. So the idea that he would have presidential immunity on that seems to be pretty black and white to me. But that yet there are still supporters of Donald Trump that say, well, because he was a reelected president, that those charges and those convictions should be thrown out, which is ridiculous. And then the final point that was made by our texter that, because I pointed out that if President Joe Biden was to say, Donald Trump, I'm not transferring power to you on January the 20th because you have not signed the transitional power agreement, you have not gone by the letter of the law during this process, there would be consequences to that. And I said, I am fearful, frankly, that would start great violence in our country. And while I certainly agree that at some point here, at some point, the line has to be drawn. Donald Trump, you cannot do anything that you want, whether in office or out of office, because it's starting to look like that. And I agree that Trump should not have total immunity, no matter what position or position he does not hold. And the texter's final line was, and again, it's a little chilling to me, to be honest with you. I'm very willing to take on consequences to protect the Constitution. And at the very least, I do have great respect that you have to realize there will be consequences. But folks out there, do you agree with our texter that Joe Biden should take the steps to stop the transition? Do not transfer power to Donald Trump. That Donald Trump is, again, flaunting the law, not allowing him and his transition team to follow the rules that have been put in place for more than 50 years. You can call or text at 715-382-9297. Again, that's 715-382-9297. Love to hear your thoughts. How far do we go here? How far? And are you willing to take those consequences? Because, again, I think there would be significant consequences. And basically, as I said, sometimes a line needs to be drawn. Is that the line? I don't think that would be the line I would make, but I agree that there could be different thoughts on it.
People need to understand that this is not a monarchy. This is not a dictatorship. This is a democracy where Everybody has the right to be heard. And if you break the law, there are consequences, and nobody is above the law.
Well, that's the frustrating aspect, though.
We used to be about that, but, and then all of a sudden, you know, Trump put his name on the ballot like in 2015, and it's all of a sudden, people are like, hey, this guy could be a great president. He stands for the same stuff I do. Well, if that's the case, then maybe you should take a look at your issue.
But let me jump in here, because when you started, that's fine. It's fine. But the problem is, you say the problem is there has not been any consequences. I mean, you're saying that there is, but there aren't. And that's, again, I think the texter's frustration. That's the frustration of so many people. And it's a frustration that we are seeing officials now falling under that, that no matter what, they're going to fall into line under Donald Trump. Even though he constantly breaks the law, and that the United States Supreme Court would, I mean, I remember last year, as this case had been going through the court systems, and I would hear so-called legal experts on different programs talking about that there's no way that this argument that Donald Trump and his lawyers are trying to make that there should be presidential immunity, there's no way that's going to be, you know, considered or agreed with by the United States Supreme Court. And yet they did. I mean, that it's chilling. And yet, even after that, knowing that Donald Trump truly believes that, the people of this country voted for him. And I think there's one area that a lot of folks have been a little bit hesitant to say. When the fingers have been pointed, they've been pointed in a lot of different directions. Mm-hmm. What I've heard folks say, well, I want to hear from these Trump voters about why they did what they did. I think they've said enough with their votes. I think it's time to start blaming a little bit the voters of this country. Because ultimately, a decision is made.
They had a choice, and they made a choice.
And that leads to a guy that is totally unqualified and a bunch of his bootlickers that are totally unqualified going back into the White House. And I have to admit something here. And I am somebody that loves American history. I am somebody that reads the nonfiction history and biographies. And one of the things I have not done yet is I've never gone to Washington. I do want to go to Washington. I've always wanted to go to the White House. But the idea of going to the White House while Donald Trump and all those lawbreakers are there, it soils the White House to me. It does. I look at the White House. I look at pictures. We still see pictures on the news of the White House. And the thought of him and those people moving back into the White House is disgusting to me. And yet, for many people, for 75 million people, that was an idea that they liked. And we constantly hear, again, about economic insecurity. There's a lot more to it. And I just, and again, I, going through this and looking at the text and hearing what people have to say, it's not easy for me. I am somebody that does believe in norms. And the idea of saying to a duly elected president of the United States that we're not going to transfer the power to you is a norm that I would have a hard time crossing, even with all the evidence that Donald Trump does not respect the law. I mean, and frankly, it's something that I'm going to have to take another step back and think about. And I'm glad that the texter did bring that up, because I do think it's something that we do need to consider. What are we going to do? And I mentioned that I would check out an article in the New Republic, newrepublic.com. It's headlined, "The Smarter Anti-Trump Resistance, More Facts, Less Outrage." And I'm going to let you folks out there find it. Again, go to newrepublic.com. Michael Tomasky wrote it, came out this morning, and he talks about some of the polls that are coming out concerning what people think about some of these ideas that Donald Trump has put out there and about Trump himself. And one of the chilling aspects to me is that It looks as though as Donald Trump will take office in January, that he'll be more popular than he's ever been, which is, again, do people not remember that this man tried to overthrow a duly elected president, tried to say that, no, I am not going to allow Joe Biden, I want my vice president to not count those electoral votes. And yet, despite all that, he's going to go back into office. Number one, being reelected, and then go back into office as well with probably higher approval ratings than he's ever had before. It's chilling. So again, I would suggest to you the ideas that Michael Tomasky talks about in terms of the anti-Trump resistance coming up over the next number of years. More facts, less outrage. As mad as we get, as mad as the outrage that comes out, because and it's very, very, it's something that is natural because you see this. You see the lack of respect for the Constitution, the lack of respect for the law. It's so very easy to have that outrage.
It's but, okay to be angry about this, but it's what you do with that anger that counts. It's like you can complain about this all you want, or you can take a stand and try to do something about it.
Well, that's it. We got to sit back and not do anything is not the answer. So
we can't just wait for something to happen. We have to do something.
Again, look at the New Republic, newrepublic.com, Michael Tomasky, the smarter anti-Trump resistance, more facts, less outrage. Though the worry that I have, though, even after looking at that, do the facts work anymore? Because when somebody lies and lies and lies and lies and lies and lies and lies, and yet gets elected, do people want the facts? Again, there's so much that we still have to go through, and I think that these next couple of months in the run-up to January 20th is very important to try to find maybe an answer or two that we can use in terms of trying to make sure that some of the most damaging aspects of a next Trump administration is able to be slowed down or stopped completely. The time is 9:49. Daily history lesson coming up. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is Monday, November the 25th of 2024. It is day number 330 of this year, so we're down to 36 days remaining in this year of 2024, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1867, Alfred Nobel patented dynamite. This one is one that catches my attention. 104 years ago today, 1920, the first play-by-play broadcast of a football game was aired in College Station, Texas. Nice. The game was between the University of Texas Longhorns and the Texas A&M Aggies in Austin. On this date in 1984, 36 top musicians gathered in a Notting Hill, West London, England studio and recorded Band Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas in order to raise money for famine relief in Ethiopia. Aww. On this date in 1998, Michael J. Fox revealed he had been fighting Parkinson's disease for 7 years. On this date in 2002, President George W. Bush signed legislation creating the Department of Homeland Security and appointed Tom Ridge to be its head. On this date in 2023, 1 year ago today, Marty Croft, who with his brother Sid produced memorable kids shows such as H.R. Puffin Stuff and Land of the Lost died. He was 86 years old. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor, game show host, speechwriter, and author Ben Stein is 80 years old today. Actor John Larroquette of Night Court is 77. Amy Grant, singer, is 64 years old today. Actor Billy Burke from the Twilight films turns 58 years old today. Actor Jill Hennessy from Law & Order and Crossing Jordan is 56 years old today. Christina Applegate, Married with Children and other TV series and movies.
Fantastic actress.
53 years old today.
Happy birthday, Christina.
Actor Jerry Ferrara of Entourage is 45. Former first daughter Jenna Bush Hager is 43 years old today. Son of George W. and Laura Bush. I should say daughter of George W. and Laura Bush. Hot dog eating champion Joey Chestnut, 41 years old today. Katie Cassidy of Arrow is 38. And Stephanie Sue, Mai, on The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, 34 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is 1 month until Christmas.
That's right.
It is Church and State Separation Week. It is Bible Week. Not Donald Trump Bible, but Bible Week.
Yes, the original.
It is Family Week. Game and Puzzle Week. Better Conversation Week.
Always.
It is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. It is Eat with a Friend Day. It is Shopping Reminder Day.
Yep.
So those are some of the
special
events. I do
Christmas shopping a little bit early.
All right. It is time for our number for the day quiz.
Yes. Holiday gifts.
Yep. And to be more specific, it is animals holiday gifts.
Oh.
Pet owners holiday gifts. All right. Again, we give Ian Welsh three choices every day. And based on the math, he should get one out of every three right if he just guesses. So that's 33%. Anything above 33% is a passing week. Anything below 33% is a failing week. If it gets three out of five correct, that means it's a winning week. Best week ever has been four out of five and still looking for that perfect five out of five week.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. I'm ready.
What percentage of pet owners plan to buy their animals a holiday gift?
A percentage. Okay.
So what percentage of pet owners plan to buy their animals a holiday gift? Okay. Is the correct answer 32%? Is the correct answer 52%? Is the correct answer 72%?
32%, 52%, or 72%? Pet owners will buy their pets a holiday gift. Okay. The wheels are turning, so I'm going to say, start off the week, I'm going to say 52%. I'm going with B. It's my final answer. I'm locking it in.
All right.
Not
the correct answer for what percentage of pet owners plan to buy their animals a holiday gift? It is 52%.
Yes.
So one for one.
Great way to start off the week.
Coming up tomorrow morning, we will be joined by Kristen Conway. She's leading a new LGBTQ plus nonprofit that serves Marathon County. It's called Out Loud MC. And Kristen Conway will be with us tomorrow morning to talk about that. We'll look forward to that. We'll have meteorologist Brittany Malore back with us as well. But have a good day, Ian.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody.
And stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.